The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
I identify myself as a Bible-believing, unashamed follower of Jesus Christ. I believe the Bible, I follow Jesus, and I'm not ashamed to say so. The answer is not in the next election. The answer is not in Washington, D.C. The answer to America's problems is in the pulpit and the pews of America's churches. That's what we do here daily on Bob Burney Live. We listen, we think, and then we look at the Word of God, evaluate it, and develop our worldview from God's point of view.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the participants and may not be the views or opinions of the staff, management, or advertisers of WRFD.
Isn't it strange how that you take two pieces of material, you can take wood, you can take plastic, you can take anything, and you can put them in any configuration until you put them perpendicular to each other and make a cross? The Word of God. Read it. Obey it. That is the answer to America's problems.
Call 1-877-BOB-LIVE. Bob Burney Live.
And welcome, welcome, welcome to Bob Burney Live. It is a Friday, which means open phones. And I'm looking at the phone bank right now. They're empty. But you can change that. Oh, yes, yes, yes. You can change it by simply calling 877 Bob Live, 877-262-5483. I've got a lot to talk about, but I would imagine there are things that you want to talk about. So give me a call. No such thing as being off topic or off subject on Fridays. We can talk about whatever you want to talk about. You kind of become the program director on Friday. Something you want to get off your chest, something I said that you disagree with, that's fine. Give me a call. We will talk. Something that you think we should talk about more, fine. Give me a call. 877-BOB-LIVE is the number. 877-262-5483. Well, let me begin the program by issuing a correction. I do my best to try to pass on only things that have been verified. I work very hard to try to pass on only stories that I really believe are correct, factual, but occasionally, every once in a while, I get it wrong. And I did in this case. When I reported the story, I thought it was too strange. It was too bizarre. It couldn't be. But in the world that we're living in, strange, bizarre things that just couldn't be are true. All right. What is it? Well, it is true that there is kind of a small movement across America where students, particularly in elementary school, are identifying as animals. They're called furries. And there's even furries support groups, and they're allowed to wear fake ears, and they can put whiskers on their face, and they identify as a cat or a dog or whatever. Now, that is true. I came across a story a few weeks ago, that a few schools were actually putting litter boxes in the bathroom for the kids who were identifying as cats. I thought it was weird. I thought it was strange. I thought it was bizarre, but it was being reported by multiple news sources, not just one, two, three, four, multiple news sources, and news sources that I respect. Well, that part evidently is not true. Several fact-checking sites have checked it out. They have asked the schools that were being reported as putting litter boxes in the classrooms and in the school bathrooms, and they have not been able to find any school anywhere in America that is actually putting litter boxes in. So, evidently, that part of the story was not true, and I apologize for passing it on, but it is not true. However, if you know anything about elementary schools in particular, you will find cat litter in classrooms. Quick story. Since it's Friday, Joy and I taught school down in Florida right immediately after college graduation. It was our first job. We got a job at a wonderful, large Christian school in Milton, Florida. I would imagine most of you have never heard of Milton, Florida. It was a tiny little town right outside of Pensacola. It's much bigger now than it was then. Then I think the entire town had about 2,500 people. Everybody knew everybody. It was bizarre and a little frightening. True story. We moved down there, moved into our house. The school provided housing for all of the teachers. We had a nice, very small, but a nice little brick ranch house that was owned by the school. Anyway, we moved down and we wanted to go to the post office to establish our mailing address and so forth. And so we go to downtown Milton, Florida, and we're walking in the post office. Some people were coming out of the post office, and they said, "Hey, Mr. Burney. Hey, Miss Burney." And Joy and I look at each other. How do these people know who we are? And I think we looked shocked, and we probably said, "Pardon me, we're brand new here." "Yeah, we know. You're the new teachers. Welcome. Glad to have you here in Milton, Florida. Glad to have you here." Everybody knew everybody. The place had one restaurant then. Joe's House of Pizza. That was the only place, the only restaurant in town, Joe's House of Pizza. And no, I'm not making this up either. On the pepperoni pizza, the pepperoni was slices of hot dogs. It's true. It is true. Oh, my goodness. Anyway, Joy taught third grade, and I taught fourth grade. So, we get all moved in, settled in, and then we had new teacher orientation. And by the way, the town was 2,500 people. The school had 600 students. We honestly had more students in the Christian school than they had in the public school. It had an incredible reputation in the community. Parents sent their kids from miles away every day. We sent buses into Alabama, which was not far away. Anyway, large Christian school. And so we have new teacher orientation. There were several new teachers. And so we met in the cafeteria and, had all the instructions and so forth. And then we began touring the classrooms. And I don't know, the principal or whoever took us all around to our individual classrooms. And they got to my classroom, Mr. Burney's fourth grade classroom. And go in and, here's this and here's this and here's where your books are. And then there was a closet in the back of the room right by the door. Two doors, closet. And open the closet, and there in the closet was a big bottle or a can or whatever of kitty litter. And I thought, kitty litter, what in the world? And so I asked whoever was showing me the classroom, "What's the kitty litter for?" And the person said, "You'll find out. Just use it when you need it." And I thought, what in the world am I going to need kitty litter for? What I did not know, because I had never taught elementary school, is it on the first, well, the first and second, maybe even third day of school, elementary kids are very, very nervous, and they throw up a lot. Yeah, the nerves, first day of school, you know, they throw up a lot, and I immediately figured out what the kitty litter was for, and boy, did it come in handy. Oh, yeah. So that's my kitty litter story, and I'm sticking with it. But the story that they're putting litters in bathrooms to accommodate kids who are identifying as animals, evidently that's not true. Kids are identifying as animals, and they're even being encouraged to do so. But the litter part, well, yeah, evidently it's not true. So anyway, I wanted to pass that along to you and give you my kitty litter story. Oh, let's take a break. We need to. We should have taken one already. All right, my number is 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483.
Live, looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
The story of the 10-year-old rape victim here in Columbus, this story has gotten not only national but international attention, and it took place right here in Columbus. And as most of you know, when it was first reported, there was a great deal of doubt, and rightfully so. There was no proof, there was no evidence, no police report, etc. And then finally, it was confirmed by Columbus police that a 27-year-old man had been arrested for raping a 10-year-old child, impregnating her, and he has confessed that he actually did it. So, of course, the left-wing media and the progressive left have gone absolutely crazy with this, pretending that this is almost a daily occurrence. This happens all the time. This is going to happen all over America. It's going to happen thousands of times. And these 10-year-old children, 10-year-old girls who are being impregnated by perverts are going to be forced to go to another state to get an abortion and so forth. In spite of the fact that this can happen, but it is extraordinarily rare. Anybody with any common sense, you don't have to be a medical doctor to know that this would be extraordinarily rare. But if it happens, and when it happens, it would be absolutely tragic. Well, so now we know, but I told a couple of people here at WRFD, and I think I mentioned it to my wife, there's something more to this story. I'm not doubting that it happened, but there's something more here. Well, Telemundo is the Spanish-speaking television network. Somehow, Telemundo found the mother of the girl here in Columbus. Knocked on her door. Mother came to the door and said, "Please don't show my face. I don't want to give you my name," but gave a brief interview in Spanish to the Telemundo reporter. And in the brief interview, she says, "Yes, I am the mother of the girl." So the reporter said, "Well, how is she?" And in a And you can look up the video. Look up Telemundo interview with mother of 10-year-old. That should pop up, the interview. And unless you speak Spanish, look for subtitles, English subtitles. But anyway, in a very dismissive manner, the mother says, she's fine. This little 10-year-old girl, she's fine. And again, you watch it for yourself. It's very dismissive. She's fine. And says, yes, I am the mother. Oh, by the way, something very important. The mother was found at the home address of the rapist. Yeah, this Telemundo reporter went to the address for the rapist, and that's where he found the mother. There seems to be evidence that this is her boyfriend. The rapist of the 10-year-old is the boyfriend of the mother. The 10-year-old was raped repeatedly by his own admission. And then the mother said this, and I quote, "Everything they are saying against him is a lie." She is defending the man who raped and impregnated her daughter, and evidently they were living together. We aren't positive of the relationship, but it would seem that the rapist was the in-home boyfriend of the mother, and she's defending him, and said, no, she would not press charges. This man raped her daughter, impregnated her daughter. Now, she doesn't need to press charges, okay? But she went out of her way to tell the Telemundo reporter, everything they're saying against him is a lie, and that she was not going to press charges. This is just so unbelievable. I think we will know more about this situation in the days ahead, and it just gets more tragic. The reporter at Telemundo has concluded, rightfully or not, I don't know, but the Telemundo reporter has concluded that the mother is probably here illegally as well, and she is afraid of deportation. And that's why she is defending her rapist boyfriend. Yeah. Will the mainstream media pick up on that? Nah. Doesn't fit their narrative.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.